Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week, and in the first Aliyah of Parshat Yitro, we have 12 psukim. We hear about Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law. He heard about all the miracles that occurred to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Yitro joins Bnei Yisrael from Midian. He brings Moshe's wife and their two sons with him. Moshe greets his father-in-law, and Moshe tells him everything that Hashem did to Bnei Yisrael in Egypt. Yitro thanks Hashem, and he offers korbanos. In the beginning of our parsha, we are told that Moshe and his family are reunited after the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe once again sees his wife and their two sons, and the Torah takes the opportunity to explain the names of their two sons. Says the Torah in Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Gimel, that the first son's name was Gershom, because Ki Ger Hayiti Be'eretz Nochriya, Moshe said, I have lived as a foreigner in a foreign land. And in the next pasuk, we hear about their second son's name, Eliezer, because ki Elokei avi be'ezri vayatzileni mecherev paro. Moshe said that my father's God was with me, and he saved me from Paro's sword. What is that about? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah and tells us that Moshe, this idea of Moshe being saved from Paro's sword refers to the incident many years prior when Moshe killed the Egyptian and Moshe was brought to trial in front of Paro. And the Medrash says that Paro tried to kill Moshe, to execute him with a sword on his neck. And Moshe's neck miraculously turned into marble. So that sword was powerless against him. And that's what Moshe's referring to here. Vayatzileni mecherev Paro. We have two sons then. The older one is named after Moshe's experience in Midian. And the second child is named after Moshe being saved miraculously. But we have to ask the following question. Moshe's first child is named after something that happened later than what the second child is named after. Moshe was saved from Paro's sword before he went to Midian. So why would Moshe's second son be named after an event that happened first? First, name your child after the sword, and the second child name about Midian. Why would you name your child first about Midian and only then about the sword? Rav Avraham, the son of the Rambam, he died in the year 1237, and he asks this question, and he quotes his father, and he says that the children are indeed listed in order. Yes, Moshe was saved from Paro's sword first, but Moshe still felt that he was in danger. He couldn't name his child after that because he was still in danger. He felt that Paro was so powerful that Paro would try to kill Moshe even in Midian. So the first thing that happened was that Moshe went to Midian. He was a stranger in Midian. That's the first child. And it was only after Paro died that Moshe felt completely safe from Paro. Moshe's second son was born after Paro died. So only then did Moshe feel safe and he could name his child after about being saved. That's Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam, and other Mefarshim like the Sforno agree. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, offers a different explanation. He says that the first son was named about being in a strange land, not only about Midian, but about his entire existence in this world. He felt like a stranger in this world, not just in Midian, but everywhere. So that preceded even being saved from Paro's sword. It was an experience and a feeling that Moshe had for a long time before the event of Paro's sword. That's the first child. I'm a stranger here. That's first. And then after Moshe was saved from Paro's sword, Moshe no longer felt like a stranger. He belonged here. Hashem performed a miracle for him. He had a mission here. He needed to be here. He was no longer a stranger. So first came the feelings of being a stranger, and second came the miracle of the sword. That's the Orach Chaim. And finally, we have the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926. The Meshech Chachma says that indeed the sons are named out of chronological order, but there's a reason for it. He says, think about Moshe's love for Bnei Yisrael, how connected he was to Bnei Yisrael. He didn't even know them. Remember that Moshe was raised in Paro's house, and he left for Midian. He lived in Midian for many years, so he didn't know them personally. But while he was in Midian, his brothers and his sisters were slaving away in Egypt. He was so connected with them that he felt as though he was a stranger in Midian. after so many years. Who cares about the fact he forgot his personal pain, his personal salvation from Pharaoh's sword? Who cares about that? Well, I'm a stranger here. I belong back in Egypt with my brothers, with my people. And it was only after that connection was expressed in the first child that he felt he could express his personal situation in the name of his second child. What a powerful message of the Meshech Chachma. We Jews are spread out all over the world, but sometimes, Chas V'Shalom, some of our people are in pain or are persecuted, God forbid. And when that happens, God forbid, we cannot for a minute say, well, I'm fine. No, God forbid. We have to say, I connect with my people first. I suffer when they suffer. That's the correct response that we learn from Moshe himself. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.